And welcome to the Lions High Countdown to Kickoff, sponsored by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. I'm Bill Osborne with the Viking Voice, and this is Lions High Viking Football. Tonight, the Vikings travel for only the third time this season, and while the distance to Moultrie is not great, the hostile environment may make us think we're hundreds of miles from the friendly confines of Martin Stadium. The Vikings are in Moultrie, Georgia, at Mack Tharp Stadium. And the stage could not be any greater at this point in the season. Add to all that the excitement of a televised game on GPB, and the entire state is focused on this game. Game 10 is for the 2016 Region 1-7A Championship. The Colquitt County Packers have owned Georgia high school football in the largest classification in the state for the last 2 years. In 2014 and 2015, the Packers went 30-0, winning back-to-back state championships. 2016 looked to be a continuation of dominance, even with the graduation of several impact players. But as the saying goes, that's why you play the game. The Packers opened the season 0-4 before picking up their first win over perennial powerhouse Brookwood 52-14. With that win, the Packers have improved their record to 5-4. Offensively, the Packers are led by first-year starting quarterback senior Jay Saunders and a freshman running back, DeJohn Edwards. Add to that many new starters this season, and the 0-4 start against some of the best competition in the country is not so hard to imagine. With great competition and time, this Packer team has developed into a very good football team. Defensively, the Packers average 81 tackles a game, and they have 8 interceptions on the season. One game with 4, and that was against the International School of Broward back on September 30th. The leading tackler for Colquitt is senior Tris Barge from the safety position, and their leading defensive back is senior Sean Schamberger. The Packers have been able to defend the pass all season. But on the ground, the Packers have given up an average of almost 200 yards a game. Look for the Vikings to try and take advantage on the ground. The Vikings are riding an 8-game win streak, with its most recent win last week over the Camden County Wildcats 43-10. On the season, the Vikings are balanced with an average 213 yards on the ground while averaging 219 yards in the air. The Viking offense showed last week that if a team takes away one option, that they have great confidence in the other. Against Camden County, the Wildcats decided to defend the pass, and they did it very well, only allowing 77 yards in the air. But on the legs of quarterback Michael Barrett and running back Travis Tisdale, the Vikings racked up 298 yards of rushing, the highest single-game rushing total all season for the Vikings. The Vikings will be, however, without one of its top receivers in Xavier Jenkins, going down in the Camden game with what appeared to be a very serious leg injury. After a week of rest and examination, it's been determined that it may not be as severe as originally expected. Either way, in tonight's game, Xavier will watch from the sidelines. Expectations are that he may, and I stress the word may, be able to contribute once we get into the playoffs. Defensively, the Vikings shut down the Camden Wildcat offense. The Wildcats don't usually put up big passing numbers due to the wing T offense, but the Vikings actually held the Cats to minus 3 yards in the air, while only allowing 88 yards on the ground, led again by that big Viking defensive line. This is one for the championship. Expect a great game tonight. Around Region 1-7A, Tiff County and Camden County are off. They're awaiting their own showdown on November 4th, when Tiff County travels to Camden County to end the season. That game will determine the final playoff spot for Region 1. Also a game of interest for our area is the Valdosta game. Coffee travels to Valdosta for a game that could determine that region championship as well. As we head towards our first break on the Lions High Countdown to Kickoff, remember the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and this week is special. On November 1st, it's Senior Night, a time we get to celebrate a great senior class, hear from them throughout the evening about many of their favorite memories as a Lions High Viking. You can listen live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country, or come out live and in person to the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games on Baytree Road. Meet the players, stick around for door prizes at the end of the show, and for audio and video replays, visit us on YouTube at www.thevikingvoice.com. After this break, we'll go live to Moultrie, Georgia and Mack Tharp Stadium with the Viking Voice, and I will be joined by Taylor Biddle and Marty Rogers. For more of the Lions High Countdown to Kickoff, sponsored by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. We'll be right back after this 5-minute commercial break You're listening to the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back, Viking fans, to the Viking Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery, skillfully roasted, artfully blended, along with Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services, as we are live here at MacTharp Stadium in Moultrie, Georgia, as our Lion Time Vikings prepare to take on the Colquitt County Packers for all the Region 1 7A marbles, as they say, as this will determine the region champion this year for Region 1 7A. Both of them come in, Vikings coming in with only one loss. Colquitt comes in with four, but they've been on a five-game win streak. Vikings have been on an eight-game win streak. Taylor, it's exciting out here tonight.
Yeah, it's been a while since the Vikings have played for a region championship, and what better way to do it on the last week of the year. And we've got a good crowd over here tonight. They've traveled really well, and we're going to have perfect weather for football tonight. And it's going to be a good time for a region championship. I mean, playoffs start now. We're playing for an extra home game, and yep. Boy, do we need it. We got Marty down on the sideline. He's going to try to get Coach Probst in a minute. Marty, what's the atmosphere like down there on the sideline? You can break in with Coach Probst whenever you're ready.
Guys, I am standing here with the man, the legend, Coach Rush Probst. Coach, your team kind of had a tough start this year, but you won five games in a row in dominating fashion. How has this team matured throughout the year?
Well, just what you said, maturity. I mean, I thought it was very immature. But again, it's just a matter of, you know, when you play the type of teams that we played, and then you throw in a team, you have one starter coming back on defense, number 24 and 47. Peterson started five games in the year. But at the end of the day, you know, we've defensively just had to grow up some. Offensively, we had three starters coming back. So we started over, basically. And I've told our people here that. I knew it was coming. We saw it coming a couple of years ago. And it's going to be that way for 16 and 17, I'm afraid. But after that now, it starts really getting good again for about a five-year stretch. I've got a son that just walked by me that's a sixth grader, so I know all those kids down there, you know, and so his class is really good. Seventh grade's really, really good. Eighth and ninth are good. Y'all got a good ninth grade class. Our tenth grade class is good. Last year, when we would spend a night in the hotel before the game, we'd take two sophomores and two freshmen. Last night, we had 14 sophomores. So that tells you about the youth of our football team a little bit. But anyway, this is a game right here that'll be a great football game. Both teams are really good, and we've gotten better, and hopefully we can come to the fight tonight.
Absolutely. Of course, you're speaking of the future and all, but the here and now, you've got a pretty good team, too. Like I mentioned, your five games. Your offense is averaging over 50 points, I think, in those last five games. Led by a senior quarterback that we talked a little bit early off the air about, you know, waiting your time. He waited his time behind a great quarterback. What did that young man brought to the table this year? And talk to us a little bit about what his strengths and his play this year.
Well, I think his strength is his leadership. I think his weakness is obviously a little bit his size bothers him, you know, or bothers people. It doesn't bother me at all. I think he's a heck of a football player. Obviously, for 30 games, he sat behind a quarterback, but it's his time. It's his football team, and he's just a dang hard-nosed, tough kid, you know, that's come up and, you know, as always, he's a great baseball player, Division I baseball player. I think he can play college football because his arm strength's so good. I really do. And his mentality is good, too. It's what I like about him is his mentality. Nothing bothers him. Nothing shakes him. So in the ninth game, he's been over sit over for 2 years and watch and learn, get some mop-up duty, some JV work. And, you know, it's tough early. You open up with Mill Creek. They've had all year to play. Then you got American Heritage. We should have beat them and had our chances and didn't. And then it's Tucker, then up to Roswell, then Brookwood, Valdosta. So, I mean, he's been through the gamut now. There's no doubt about it. There won't be nothing tonight. No different than the first 5 or 6 weeks. That's what we've tried to tell him. You know, they just got a different color jersey on. Lowndes does. We just got to go play, get ready to play, and play physical football tonight.
Absolutely, and he learned a lot during those 30, you mentioned 30 games and 30 wins, so he learned there. But he's also, I think, more athletic than people give him credit for. But
very athletic.
Your offense also, your offense is very balanced this year, and that's one of, course, the strengths of it. And you mentioned some of that young talent. You got a freshman running back leading your team offensively, too. Talk to us about just how special is that young man.
He's going to be special, man. He is the real deal. I mean, I saw Chubbs his sophomore year having an all-star game. And I think Edwards is where Chubbs – I think Edwards is a ninth grader where Chubbs was as a tenth grader. So, I mean, I'm telling you, this kid's special. He's got all the special attributes. He's got better speed than you think. He's powerful. He's got great vision. And I like the other one, Ty Leggett, can take it to the house anytime he touches it. So we're really a two-headed monster at our running back spot. Demarlon Lewis, number 13, gives us a big back when we need him. But at the end of the day, the freshman back, along with Ty Leggett, the sophomore back, gives us back for a couple of years, man.
Well, obviously a lot of talent to go around, but when your freshman's starting like that, over some of those other great guys you mentioned, you know he must be a special talent. Flipping over the other side of the ball, you mentioned some guys, J.J. Peterson. You've got the Barge kid. You've got a lot of talent over there, too, but what are the keys that's trying to stop Brown tonight?
I think we better be good on first down. If we're not good on first down, we got no chance. You know, y'all came over here 2 years ago, or not 2 years, in 12, kept the ball away from us, was very successful on first down. Randy did a good job at night. We didn't. And I think the game's won or lost on first down. I really do. Not to me. And then, obviously, third down, you got to be good and get off the field. But, I mean, there's going to be some points scored tonight, I'm afraid, you know, on both sides. It's just, now that I said that, it'll be a dang 3-0 game. But you know, when you just look at it, I mean, obviously, the Bruce and Bars for us and Peterson, Jamaris Walker, the corner, Schimber's an SEC corner, Walker's a 1AA corner, Bars is a Division I safety. You know, our D-line, we'll play 10, 11, 12 guys tonight, rotate them in. So we're really more of a strength in numbers. I guess where we're really weak is at the inside backer spot. You know, it's just, we got some good kids. They're just not the kind that we've had in the past few years. And so we try to cover it up a little bit best we can.
It's hard to replace a guy like Bull Barge in an inside linebacker. But you do have a lot of talent, and it's a talented defense. Coach, we appreciate your time tonight. Good luck, not only tonight, but the rest of the season.
Both of our region, we just got to. This game, obviously important for the region championship, but it's really, like I told Randy, either way, the winner or loser of this game's got a great chance to move on, and let's try to keep that trophy down south.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you.
Marty, thanks for that Deloach Body Works coach's interview with Coach Russ Prost. I know you'll get Coach McPherson in a little while. I saw the team take off back into the locker room for the Vikings, so we'll get Coach McPherson out there in just a little while. Do want to thank you for joining us here on the Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services, along with the Beanery. I'm Bill Osborne, along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers, and we'll have Big Wes up here giving you all the play-by-play a little later on. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, hate to interrupt you, but I called Coach Mack, and he's walking through the locker room. We'll go ahead and get a few words with him. Coach, appreciate the time. Coach, big game tonight, region championship. I've said it each week the last 3 weeks, so I'm going to say it again. You've won 8 in a row, and tonight, if you win another one, you get a region championship. How important would that be for the team?
It's very important, you know. It's also real exciting, you know. Kids are fired up.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, offense, you continue to shine. Been the talk all year. You're averaging over 43 points a game behind Michael Barrett. Michael's had a lot of weapons, though. It's not just been Michael, but he's lost one of those weapons tonight. Coach, what are the keys with Xavier being out? What are the keys for your offense to be able to move the football against Colquitt?
You got to be able to block them. You know, we throw the ball, we got to be able to complete it, and we can't turn it over.
Very important, absolutely. Well, Coach, we mentioned Xavier. How is he, and who you looking at tonight to step in his shoes and fill that role on this Viking offense?
What we feel like is a really good skill set, you know, at running back, at receiver, even at tight end. So somebody's going to have to step up.
Absolutely. Maybe multiple people, right? But Coach, flipping over to the other side of the ball, your defense, you've talked about a lot this year. They've gotten better and better each week. Probably going to be one of their toughest tests, not the toughest test they face tonight. How do you stop Colquitt? And, of course, this freshman running back that we just talked with Coach Rose about and how good he is, how do you stop them tonight? What are the keys to defensively tonight?
We got to be able to slow down the run, for one thing, and eliminate the big plays, whether on the ground or in the air. You know, we got to minimize those big. They're going to make their plays. They got a very talented team, but we can't just give up a whole bunch of them.
Absolutely, and as you say each and every week, you just can't get that big play. You got to keep things in front. Well, Coach, here we are 40 minutes before kickoff. It is a road game, but our visitor side is full. Our band's coming in. How important is it to have this crowd behind us tonight?
It's always important. Our fans are always behind us, and we love them.
Absolutely, Coach. Hey, thanks for the time, and good luck tonight.
Thanks again, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works Coach's interview with Coach Randy McPherson. Taylor, it is a television game tonight on Georgia Public Broadcasting. We were told kickoff will be at 7:38. That's always a funny TV time kind of thing. They They have to get into commercials, things like that. The game could stretch a little bit because of that. It's not ABC and ESPN, that kind of stuff, but you're going to have some television breaks in the quarter, some 2- and 3-minute breaks that we're not normally used to, so it'll stretch the game a little bit.
Yeah, and the one thing you hate to see is it to be a momentum killer.
Yeah.
You start getting some momentum going, all of a sudden we've got to have a TV timeout, and they take one after a big turnover or something where you may have the ball ready to push it in. And yeah, it's going to be a different atmosphere tonight. This Viking faithful has played some TV games in the past, but it's nice to have one being showcased here in South Georgia, the two teams fighting for the first Region 1-7A championship.
That's exactly right, and you forget that sometimes when we moved up and there were 6A. Who was the first at 6A? Who was the first at this? And, yeah, if you can look back on it 10 years later and say, hey, we were the first Region 7A, 7-1A championship champions, what a great thing to kind of look back on, and this is kind of a neat thing.
Marty, I know we jumped right into the coaches' interviews, but, you know, we like to get your take on the atmosphere on the field and, you know, what some of the guys look like out there for both teams, Lowndes and Colquitt. What's it been like on the sideline, Marty?
Guys, it feels playoff atmosphere. I mean, I know it is. It's a region championship, and that's what it feels like down here. There's a little extra electricity in the air, a little more tension than normal, of course. A lot of that, we mentioned crowd with Coach McPherson there. Here we are 40 minutes before the game, and our visiting side is just about full. Band still filing in, but students are loud, and that is extremely important. We don't really talk about that enough, but our crowd really fuels our team and fuels our players. We got to remember, these are young men, these 15, 16-year-old boys, and in some respects still kids, and that momentum from those players, from these fans really, really makes a difference. It's great to see our fans here this early, this excited. It's great to be out here on the field. I watched Colquitt warm up, and guys, typical fashion, they are extremely big and extremely talented, by far the biggest and best-looking team from an eye test standpoint that we've seen all year. But, guys, I think we're ready. I talked to Xavier briefly. He's on the field and not dressed out, of course, but he's out there. And these guys want to step up and win for him and for this team. We talked all year about how close this team is, and they want to win for each other. You never hear one of these kids say that they want to win for themselves or, hey, I've got to do this. It's always we, and it's always, hey, I want to win for my brother. And I really think that they're ready tonight to go out tonight and try to win a region championship, not just for them and this team, but for this whole, all the Lowndes County Viking Nation.
Well, Marty, I was looking down there. I see John Nelson with Georgia Public Broadcasting, and after on the sideline, but I think we got the best sideline guy right there with you. And side by side, I'll take you any day.
Well, I appreciate that. And as you talk, he approaches me, and it's certainly interesting to be out here and certainly interesting to be with TV.
Marty,
we're very glad
to be here. Stick the mic in front of his face and tell us what it's like.
Hey, I'll be glad to. We'll get an interview with the other sideline guy. How is coming down to South Georgia to cover a game with GPB? I know it's exciting for y'all. Y'all don't get to come to South Georgia very often, but talk to us a little bit about that.
Oh, this is huge, Marty. I mean, it's... So wait, who's
Oz? Tell him Oz is up here.
The Oz. That's Wild Bill Osborne.
Say Oz is up there. All right, I see him finally. See, he's hiding in the dark. Hi. No, it's a blast to be able to show the state off to the rest of the state. As you well know, Region 1, whatever, how many A's football it is this year, 7, it's tremendous football, and to be able to show it off to the rest of the state is huge.
Absolutely. Now, I know it's a big production, y'all. I'm down here by myself. This year I actually do have somebody that helps me, but it's a lot different for y'all. Just how hard is it to bring a whole team? People hear all the time, hey, why don't we cover more games in South? It's a big deal to come down here with all your crew, right?
It is, and initially we were supposed to be here 2 weeks ago, but Hurricane Matthew got in the way, and when we knew it was coming, we were in talks with the folks here at Colquitt to sit there and go, okay, we know something's going on, and can everybody just focus on Matthew and making sure that everything's okay? You know, Camden had their own set of problems in Kingsland when Matthew came to shore, and all the displaced came here for hotel rooms, our generators from Jacksonville, and the last thing you need is to sit there and go, hey, can we have some stats? So, no, it was the best thing to do was go ahead and just defer for 2 weeks, and that way everything's all good, and that way we get this game, and it's a great game to show off.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate the coverage. We hope those back home are watching y'all tonight but listening to us. But thanks for being here, and thanks for covering high school sports the way y'all do.
Beautiful. Thank you.
All right, Marty, thanks. We're going to take a 2-minute break here on the Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. When we come back, we're going to talk about our impact players for this game. We'll be back after this two-minute break. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Moultrie, Georgia. This is Mack Tharp Stadium. We are live at the CBC Bank Press Box. And did want to give you an update on the girls' fast-pitch softball tournament. The Vikettes fell to North Gwinnett last night, dropped into that loser bracket. They played a game at 3 o'clock this afternoon. They won that game, and they'll move up to the next game that will be played at 7 o'clock tonight. That'll be live in Columbus. If you want to flip over back and forth, that is over on Rock 106, so you can listen to that a little bit, flip back and forth. We'll try and give you updates as the evening goes along as well. But the Vikettes, of course, trying to go through that loser's bracket now. That's an extra step. So one game and a loss and you're out. But they've done a great job by winning. That did move them into that next level into the bracket. So a win tonight would put them playing again on Saturday. So hopefully they'll be victorious again tonight at 7 o'clock. I do not know who their opponent is, but be sure and stay up with that. You can follow us on The Viking Voice on Facebook as well as The Viking Nation. We'll keep you up to date as well about those games throughout the evening. Let's flip it over to Taylor Biddle now as we talk about our impact players brought to you by Deloach Body Works.
Thank you, Bill. One of my most favorite topics during pregame is talking about who we think is going to make an impact on the game tonight. I want to start tonight offensively for the Cockle County Packers. I'm looking at number 10, Torrey Ponder, wide receiver, 5'11", 169-pound. Ponder is the leading receiver in terms of yards for the Cockle County Packers with 440. His yards per catch is equally impressive. He's got 14.2 yards per catch, and as a senior leader, if he gets into space, he's going to kill you. He's got three trips to the end zone, and his speed and athleticism make him hard to tackle in the open field. Torrey makes an impact for the Packers on special teams as well, handling their punt duties. If the Vikings defense cannot slow Saunders and Ponder down to that receiver position and let them get into a rhythm, Bill, it's going to be a long night for us. And special teams, we've got to contain him on special teams. Keep an eye on number 10, Torrey Ponder.
Well, for the Colquitt County Packers offensively, I'm going to keep an eye on the young freshman, number 19, DeJohn Edwards. He's a running back, of course, just a freshman, but he leads the Packers in rushing this season with 668 yards on 107 carries. That's a 6.2 yard per carry average, and he's got 10 touchdowns on the season as well. He also has 12 receptions out of the backfield for 97 yards. You know, it's really rare for a freshman to make this kind of impact at this level. And his size at 5'11", 195 pounds, he reminds me a little bit of a former Lounge running back who also started as a freshman, and he made a huge impact for the Vikings. That's, of course, Darriott Perry. But, you know, you wonder, too, about a freshman and their ability to contribute consistently over a season. Well, DeJohn Edwards is not really weathered. I mean, he's weathered very well. He's played a tough season so far as schedule, and he's done a great job. He's got four games with over 100 yards rushing, including the last two against region opponents Camden and Tift with 153 yards and 127 yards respectively. The Vikings will need to tackle well in space against Edwards, and with his size and talent, he'll be an immediate impact for the Colquitt County Packers tonight.
Guys, looking at their offense, my impact player for tonight is a young man we just talked to Coach Probst a lot about, and he said a lot of what I'm going to say, so if you've been listening to us, I apologize. But Jay Saunders, senior quarterback, number 3 for Colquitt. This is Jay's first year starting, even though he's a senior, because he backed up Chase Parrish the last 2 years. You heard us say he won 30 games as a starter, won two state titles. Jay is 5'11", 170 pounds. He has a rifle arm. He's very athletic. He's clearly gotten better and better each and every game this year. Guys, he's gained more experience as the year's gone on, playing some very tough teams, as you heard Coach Probst say. And he has just gotten better and kind of answered the call. But Colquitt's averaging 34 points per game despite a few low-scoring games earlier this year. They're averaging over 50 in the last five games. Saunders has completed 129 passes out of 217 attempts for 1,793 yards on the year. He has 12 touchdowns. That equates to a completion percentage of 60% and about 200 yards per game, guys. He does have five INTs on the year and will need to avoid the big play or the interceptions tonight against the Vikings and protect the football. But I mentioned his athleticism. He's also carried it 37 times for 140 yards. And remember, in high school football, sacks count against you as negative yards, so that's a good stat. Guys, he's a great quarterback, but you heard Coach Prates also say he's a great leader. He is the leader of this Colquitt, not just offense, but whole team. And, guys, he will have an impact with his play tonight, trying to keep Colquitt balanced. So my Deluxe Body Works impact player for the Colquitt offense is number 3, Jay Saunders.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the other side of the ball, trying to defend that high-powered Colquitt offense. I think it all starts in the trenches, fellas. The defensive line, number 40, Devon Holmes. Number 90, Elgin Griffin. Number 91, Abby David. All three of those young men are senior leaders and really, really make a big impact for the defense for the Vikings. The trenches, like I said, is where it all begins for Coach David Shores. On the season, the three of these guys have 73 total tackles. 14 of those have been for loss. They've got 4 sacks and 1 pass breakup. To have that kind of leadership and playmaking abilities up front for this defense is really something special. In order to contain that explosive running game that we know Colquitt's going to bring to the table tonight, and to be able to disrupt the passing game of Colquitt, which is equally explosive, these three are going to have major impact tonight on the Colquitt offense. Getting pressure on Saunders and containing the Packers rushing attack, like you just talked about with Edwardsville, is going to be a tall order. But these three have risen to the occasion several times throughout this year, and I think they can do it again tonight. Keep an eye on Holmes, Griffin, and David.
Well, I'm going to, on the defense, we've got quite a, the whole defense is really going to have to play. But where do you start looking at and dissecting the defense and saying who's going to make the impact? We recognized number 12, Fred Stewart, last week as an impact player. He's definitely another one this week. And that's what a guy I'm going to keep an eye on. He continues to be an impact player for Lowndes week in and week out at safety. And he's asked to stop the run, roll back in coverage, and do all the things that you'd expect out of that safety. He has 31 total tackles on the season with 4 pass breakups, a forced fumble, a blocked field goal, and 1 INT for 37 yards. We may not call his number for tackles, but his impact on the field is very noticeable on almost every play. His ability to close quickly on pass plays, as well as his overall football IQ, puts him in the right place at the right time. His impact against Colquitt should be noticeable right away. I expect Colquitt to test our secondary early and often, and Fred will make an impact there. If Colquitt can't get the completions, they will then turn to the run, and they do have a very good running game. And again, you could see number 12 coming up to support the run, adding to his tackle total on the season. My impact player for the Lowndes High Viking defense, number 12, Fred Stewart.
Guys, I'm going to look at the leader on our defense, number 10, Jeff Davis, middle linebacker. Jeff is the leading tackler on this Lowndes defense. Has gotten better and better each and every week. He has 20 solo tackles on the year, along with 24 assists for a total of 51 tackles. He has 3.5 tackles for loss. And, guys, one extremely big sack last week against Camden on 3rd and goal down in the red zone when that ball game was still early and still close. Jeff is without question the leader of this defense, and he will have to have a big game tonight tackling Colquitt's great freshman running back and those other great running backs and receivers that you heard Coach Probst talk about as they get the ball to him in space. Guys, he's also going to be locked up against their tight end some. They've got a really good tight end, so he'll be covering him some. But the most important thing he's going to have to do tonight is he also has to do a great job of helping make sure we get in the correct defenses and alignments all night long, because Colquitt will change the play at the line, and Jeff's going to be the one out there calling those defenses, so he's going to have to do a good job of making sure everybody's on the same page. Guys, I look for Jeff to have a big game tonight. I look for his name to be called quite a bit, and he will have a major impact on tonight's game, so he is my Deloach Body Works impact player for the Vikings defense.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings. Keep an eye on number 48, Marcus Gary, our tight end. Gary stands 5'11", 180 pounds, and has become one of the leaders out of that junior class. He's gradually become one of the offensive threats in our spread attack. Statistically, guys, he's not going to draw much attention with only 6 catches on the year as far as receptions go. However, his average per reception is something that's impressive. He averages 35.2 yards per catch and 2 touchdowns. As all the other Lowndes weapons, the Kayvon Kyle, the Xavier Jenkins, the Tyson Harris get attention, Marcus patiently just runs his routes, blocks for other players. But when his number is called, he makes the most of it with both of his touchdowns coming during region play in our last 2 games. Look for Marcus Gary to make a big impact tonight for the Lowndes High offense.
Well, I'm going to go with the guy you got to go with. Number 1, Michael Barrett, the quarterback. And what can you say about Barrett that hasn't already been said? He continues to lead the Viking team in almost all offensive categories. He's got 749 yards rushing on 94 carries and 11 touchdowns on the ground. He's 90 of 138 for 1,876 yards, 18 touchdowns, and he's only thrown 3 interceptions. He shines in this offense. With an RPO on almost every play, Barrett has the option to run, hand off, or pass based on pre-snap defensive reads. He's got a lot of weapons at his disposal, and while he may not be without one of his main targets in this game, expect Michael to still find the open receiver and run when that option is there. With all this talent around him, Michael will also need to continue to play within himself. Sometimes big-time players in big-time games think they need to do more than they actually need to. But Michael's different. Expect Michael to continue playing at the level we have become accustomed to that we've seen from number one this season. My impact player for the Lions High Viking offense is number one, Michael Barrett.
Guys, my impact player for the Vikings offense, senior number four, Tyson Harris. The young man I know and I've said several times, I've been watching since the fifth grade. Tyson, he's been one of our go-to guys all year on offense. And the Vikings will need another big game out of him tonight, especially with the absence of Xavier Jenkins. We talked to Coach McPherson. He said it's not just one person that has to step up, but several. And tonight he will definitely have to step up. He's our leader in receiving yards, or receiving in terms of catches, with 27. He's got 499 yards and 6 TDs. He's also had 9 attempts rushing for 32 yards with 2 TDs, and he's even thrown it once this year, guys, for 65 yards and a touchdown. Don't forget, a few years ago, he threw a touchdown on first play, first offensive play for us. But lately, Tyson's also been our go-to running back in short yardage and in goal line situations because of his toughness, his knack for making a play when we need it. Coach Mack even recently said that if he had one play and needed a receiver to go up and catch the ball or needed a guy to just get 1 yard, Tyson Harris would be the one guy that he would count on to make that play and do whatever it takes. Also, guys, don't be surprised if he makes a big play on special teams. We know he's a very dangerous return man. He's shown the ability to score every time he touches the ball. He's been on the big stage before. This is his third year starting. But tonight, he not only can have an impact on this game, but I think he can solidify himself as one of the greats to ever put on the uniform for Lowndes, being a three-year starter, doing all the things he's done, being starter on defense, offense. This is not his first time out here in the big stage like this. So I look for Tyson to have a big game tonight. He's my Deloach Body Works impact player for the Viking offense.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over, trying to defend that Lowndes High offense. I'm going to look at number two defensively for the Coffee County Packers, Sean Schamberger, cornerback, standing 5'11", 182 pounds. This senior, he is an Alabama transfer, is legitimate SEC cornerback with offers from Auburn, Troy, and South Alabama, just to name a few. His ball skills, guys, and his hips are something to be watched tonight. He's some of the best in the state. On the season, he's got 34 tackles, 3 for a loss, 1 sack, 3 interceptions, a fumble recovery. Sean's contributions on special teams are key as well for the Packers. He leads the team with 117 yards in kick returns. Most of that is on kickoff, but he can kill us, too, on special teams. When the Vikings decide to air it out, they're going to have to know where number two, Sean Schamberg, is on the field at all times, because this guy can make some plays. And if we're not watching for him, he's going to make it long for us all night long.
Well, I'm going to go with one of the linebackers. I mean, we heard Coach Prost talk about that might be their Achilles heel, is that linebacker. But they've got one guy, number 47, J.J. Peterson. He's a young player. He's only a junior. And he'll on occasion play offense. But it's defense that Peterson plays at a very high level. He's got 41 total tackles on the year with 5 tackles for loss, including 5 quarterback sacks. He's forced a fumble, and he's recovered 3. Peterson also plays on the kick return team, totaling 116 yards, including a 53-yard return against Tucker. Peterson is 6'2", 210 pounds, and a big hitter for the Packers. The Vikings will try to establish the run, and if they're to be successful, they'll need to win the battle in the trenches that will allow the running backs to get to that next level. That's where they'll find number 47, J.J. Peterson. And in order to stop the long runs the Vikings are capable of, the linebackers for Colquitt will need to tackle well. Look for J.J. Peterson to be an impact player for Colquitt on their defense.
Guys, I'm going to look at a name that we know well. We heard Coach Probst talk about this young man as a Division I safety. The last few years, Colquitt's been led by their middle linebacker, Bull Barge, guy that wreaked havoc not only on Lowndes but all of the region and all of the state the last 2 years. But Tyrese Barge, strong safety, a little bit of free safety, he's all over the field. If you watch Colquitt play this year, his name is called a lot. He's our leading tackler. and he is everywhere. I heard one game that he actually even had a sack, came from the slot receiver, covering the slot receiver, and came in and made a sack. And they interviewed coach at halftime and said, hey, how about the play of Tyrese Barge? And he said, well, he made a great play there on the sack, but he wasn't supposed to blitz, so he better be glad he got the tackle. But great young man, on the field there. If you, the last 2 years, with Bull Barge being what he was a linebacker. Tyrese is more of an athletic guy. He is, like I said, he's a safety. He's 5'11", 170 pounds. He is a senior. Again, he does lead the team in tackles with 52 solo. He's got 12 assists for a total of 64 tackles on the year. He has a high football IQ. He's, like I said, he's all over the field, and he has that tendency just to be in the right place at the right time and make a play. I'm sure Michael Barrett and the Lions offense will know where he is at all times, and we're going to have to avoid him tonight in order to have a chance in this football game. So my Deloach Body Works impact player for the Colquitt County Packers defense is number one, Tyrese Barge.
Thank you, Marty. That wraps up our Deloach Body Works impact player segment. Remember, if your vehicle has been in an impact, choose Deloach Body Works. We got 14 and a half minutes until kickoff. You're listening to the Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back after this three-minute break.
And welcome, Viking fans, back inside the CBC Bank press box. This is the Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery, as well as Peaceway Mediation and Counseling. As we look across there, 11:07 left on the scoreboard before kickoff. We said it will be a 7:38 kickoff. That is dictated by the GPB television crew. It's been a lot of fun up here tonight. It's a little tight in here in the press box on the visitor side here at Mack Tharp Stadium. Always is. We know it is. But I think we kind of got ourselves situated pretty well here.
Yeah, this is one of those old school high school stadiums, you know, that really has got some history. You know, the players and fans are right on top of each other. The sidelines are so close. And it's a great atmosphere for football, and I think it's going to be tonight. Looks like we're going to have the moment of silence and the national anthem. We're going to take a break with them. We're going to be back after this three-minute break. We'll be right back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. This is the Lounge High Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. As we just witnessed the national anthem, the presentation of colors, the prayer, and it is just about time to start this game, about 5 minutes on the clock. As we wrap up our countdown to kickoff, Taylor, it's been a great night so far. As we said, big crowd. They're excited. The crowd for Colquitt is beginning to file in as well. Ben, Big Wes James has made his way up here to the press box too. Wes, you've been down there on the field. What's your take on the how the Vikings are preparing for tonight?
Taylor and Bill, it's been years since I have seen what I have seen tonight down on the field. Normally you say, well, I've got a workmanlike attitude. You say, we're loose, we're relaxed, we're ready to play. These guys look like they were preparing for war, to go to war. The coaches were the same way. There was, you usually got some guys that are joking or whatever, or just being real cocky. No. Tonight there was a lot of confidence. Tyson Harris, confidence. Michael Barrett, confidence. But it was like, we are going to war. We know this is a war. We have come prepared for war. And the coaches are the same way. This is one of those times where you see the coach's attitude like the player's attitude, and you say, wait a minute, something has come together this week, and it has.
Yeah, and I think you saw that. You saw Xavier Jenkins. He's in street clothes. What kind of impact do you think he's going to make on this game tonight?
Well, I think what he's going to do is be an encourager, mainly to D'Amico Washington, who's probably going to play in his spot. But he's going to be encouraging Tyson Harris and Tavon Kyle, Marcus Gary. He's going to be talking to all those guys and Jalen Smith about what are they going to do and how they're going to do it. He's going to be a big cheerleader. He's going to be helping coach from the sidelines.
Yeah, and that's going to be so huge. I mean, I know he hates it. And it's good news, though. I mean, he did hurt himself against Camden County, but rumors are that it's not as bad as it was initially intended or thought to be. So maybe he's going to recover in a couple of weeks, be available for a playoff, maybe a second-round playoff if we're fortunate enough to get through to that level. Wow, it's already, I mean, we can hear the crowd. They're right outside our window here. But we don't hear this kind of excitement sometimes week in and week out. The fans are ready for this game, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you got teams competing for region championships and fan bases equally as passionate about their teams as Lowndes and Colquitt is, it's going to be an electric atmosphere. When you throw on top, that, you know, this has got playoff implications for who has more home games. And, you know, I'd rather play at home than have to travel 3.5 hours to Atlanta in round two. So, big game tonight for us. Wes, like you said, there's a focus and an intensity there. It looks like the Vikings have tonight. Just, you know, we got a passion. We got to zone that in. We can't wait till halftime to make our adjustments. You think about the last couple games we've had since the Ware County game. It's been adjustments that we've made.
Right.
We got to get out early quick, because I think if Colquitt has a downside, it's in the beginning of their season, they've been a little slow out of the gates. And their wins, they've come out of the gate strong. So we're going to have to come out equally as fast, and we're going to have to make adjustments prior to halftime. We can't wait till then.
Well, I think, yeah, go ahead.
And I agree with you. And that's something that was talking to Coach Shores. He said, we've got to play assignment football. We've got to play containment football tonight. Two things Lounge wants to do on defense. They want to stop the run. Because if Cockrell gets in their running game, gets it established, they got you just where they want you. Number two, it's the screen passes, the little swing passes, and the little short passing games, so we've got to be on top of it. Our linebackers have got to make their drops. They've got to get in the passing lanes and got to make tackles and not depend upon the DBs to come up and do that.
Well, one thing defensively that I'm excited about, I want to say, you know, really pumped about, but, you know, we practice against the spread more. You know, this game 4 years ago, we were in the wing tee. We don't practice against the spread week in, week out. We set the game plan that Monday, and we practiced for 4 days for it. We've been practicing against the spread all season long, so we know how to press coverage on the edges. We know in zone what we need to do and where we need to be for certain routes and certain situations. So I'm more excited defensively. We've been starting to click a little bit defensively. I want to do it all night tonight.
One of the things that Moultrie folks I was talking to earlier in the year, they said, I don't know how you feel about it, but there is as much difference as daylight and dark between your offensive line game one to now. I mean, not the offensive line, but the defensive line. They said, and I asked them, they said, what's your opinion? And I said, simple, hiring Johnson.
Yeah.
Came out of retirement. He only had 2 or 3 weeks to work with him before the Valdosta game. He's had all season. That's been, one of the biggest differences with our team this year.
Well, I think so, too. And one thing that we really haven't touched on, I talked very briefly in our scene setter to open up the countdown to kickoff tonight, and that's the mental aspect. Colquitt has owned all of 6A, 7A football for the last two and a half years. You go back even further, yes, they're 30-0 over the last 2 years. They went to the playoffs for the 5, 6, 7 before that. I mean, this is a team that one of the things you think about is it's a mentality. Do you expect to win? You're going to come out here, you're going to play differently. The Vikings used to be that way. Now they've got to reestablish that. We expect to come out and win a football game, and the mental aspect will be huge. If we can't get over the mental aspect, we're going to be in trouble tonight. So I think we got to play within ourselves, play Viking football, and don't let the mental aspect get into our head. If we go down a touchdown, so what? Keep going.
Right.
And I think that's going to be the biggest thing, because Colquitt has learned to win. Even with starting 0-4 this year, they still battled back and won some good football games.
And I think, too, Taylor, if we get a lead, you need to keep your foot on the accelerator and keep going. Because you don't want to let up against a team like the Colquitt Packers.
Yeah, I mean, in years past, if we got a touchdown behind, or maybe even two touchdowns behind, I wouldn't think we'd ever have a chance to come back. A little bit different story now, I think, with our explosiveness on offense and our ability to score. But we don't want to get there. We want to be 2 and 3 touchdowns up, because Colquitt's the same way. They can come back and score quick as well.
They sure can. Well, a huge crowd over here tonight, Bill.
There really is. I mean, I see Larry Godwin, Marty Rogers down on the field, and they're getting ready. I mean, it's an electric atmosphere. I look down to our right. There's Xavier Jenkins in street clothes. He's ready to go. He's ready to pump this team up tonight. The fans are excited. Everybody's pumped up tonight, way more than I've seen from our crowd in a number of years. The run-through is up as the Vikings hope to really come out and make an immediate impact tonight on this field. Marty, what do you got?
Guys, I was just going to piggyback on what you're saying. I got chill bumps down here. Here we are, still 8 minutes from kickoff, and our fans are on their feet. First time I think I've seen all year long that all our fans are on their feet. And here we are in a away game, but they are certainly excited about tonight. They've been in the stadium early. Kind of brings back some memories from some old days back when our fans traveled so well, were so loud. It's great to see, great to hear. And I tell you, the players are down in the end zone getting behind the sign. Guys, you're right. It is electric. We are ready to go, and I'm excited about this region championship game tonight against Caulfield County.
Well, Coach Mack says every Tuesday night at the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, after the Valdosta loss, their goal was to win 9 in a row. And that, you got to start with the first one, you go to the second one, the third one, the fourth one. Here we are at that ninth game. That first goal that you set after the loss against Valdosta is to win 9 games. This is number 9, Taylor. You know, that's got to be playing in these kids' head. This is the goal that they set for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, you start the season, you want to win a region title, first of all, and then you want to win a state title. So you can't do the first thing without winning the ball game tonight. You can't do the second thing. You can still do the second thing tonight, but
yeah.
We want a region title. It has been such a long time for us as Viking fans since we won a region title, and I think we got a chance to do it tonight. We're going to have to play disciplined football. Whoever has the fewest turnovers tonight has got a great chance. Whoever may score on special teams or maybe even a defensive touchdown tonight has got a really good chance of winning that ball game.
Guys, I want to just tell y'all, I just had a great conversation with number 25, Xavier Jenkins, who's not dressed out tonight, on the sidelines, moving extremely well for you Viking fans back home. He had a pretty good outlook or prognosis on Monday. He's hoping that if we have a little run in the playoffs, he may even be back. But he's feeling good down there on the sidelines, except he is a little emotional. He wants to be with his team, wants to be on the field. But just a good report and good to see him smiling and excited and moving around down here on the field.
All right. Captains tonight, first of your Vikings, number 55, Tucker Barnes, number 10, Jeff Davis, and number 40, Devon Holmes. And what a great tribute tonight to a guy that went down during our spring game, number 5, Dalton Hart, going to be a captain tonight.
That is tremendous. I mean, Dalton Hart has been on these sidelines all of these 10 games, and he's been an encourager. He was expected to make an impact, maybe even compete for the starting position. If nothing else, back up Michael Barrett, and he's been there. He's encouraged all of this team throughout the rest of the season. And it just, as you say, class move by the Vikings to name him a captain for tonight's game.
Colquitt is bringing out what appears to be a bunch of captains, probably senior related.
Night.
It is senior night, as Bill said. So
we'll give you the front four there. That probably
looks like Jay Saunders, number 3. Number 1, Tyrese Barge. Number 2, Sean Schamberger. And number 24 is Jamarius Walker.
Stop, look, listen, here come the almighty, mighty Vikings.
We don't get to hear the band the way we do at Martin Stadium. But I do want to thank you for joining us here at the Lounge High Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. As we wrap up tonight's Countdown to Kickoff, it's time to turn it over to the man himself, the play-by-play. Oh, I'm sorry, we do have to do our coin toss. Give us just a moment there. Marty's down on the sideline. We'll get that here in just a moment.
To receive. Your coach wanted to defer.
Yes, sir.
So, Hokie County. You want the football? Which goal you want to kick from?
That way.
I'll put you back over here. Lounge turn.
Guys, they won the toss, elected to defer, so we will be receiving the opening kickoff.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, park supply, sideline update.
Yep, and that's what it's going to be. The Vikings are going to get the football to start the game tonight. We're going to turn it over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for all your play-by-play as well as color commentating tonight as we battle for the Region 1-7A championship. Here you go, guys.